Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Lloyd, world-famous explorer in person. On the Amazon River, two youngsters, while searching for their father, a famous archaeologist, become stranded in a remote part of the Brazilian wilds, owing to an accident to their amphibian plane which carried the party. Mr. Noyce, the famous explorer, comes to the rescue of the children, but inadvertently becomes involved in an Indian uprising aggravated through the wiles of a pair of white renegades, Butch Grogan and his partner, Lammy Scroggin. Mr. Noyce, Pedro, the two children, and Pat Donovan, the pilot of the plane, are taken prisoners. A valuable map showing the way to a fabled Inca treasure of hidden gold and a secret code belonging to the Brady family are stolen by Grogan. The children, however, manage to gain access to the secret code and destroy it. Grogan is furious, and in order to compel the children to make a new code from memory, he threatens torture, anthill torture. Right now, the children are with Mr. Noyce in a little Indian village prison hut.
But he wouldn't dare, Mr. Noyce. You weren't to blame because we, Jim and me, tore the secret code and ate it.
Tell me, just what did Grogan say when he found out that the secret code was destroyed?
Gosh, Mr. Noyce, he hardly said anything. That is, I mean, at first. He was just so mad he couldn't talk.
I'll say, his face was as red as fire, and he just sort of sputtered. But after he did get some control of himself, well, that was when he promised vengeance on you.
He thinks it was you, Mr. Noyce, who put it up to us. He thinks you told us to destroy the code.
Uh-huh. And then he decided to make use of the anthill, eh? Yes, that's Mr. Grogan, all right.
But what is this anthill thing, Mr. Noyce? Must be terribly awful or something.
Just as I said, it is perhaps one of the most cruel forms of torture known today. An old, old South American Indian custom.
Have you ever seen it, Mr. Noyce?
No. That is, I mean the actual procedure of torture. But I have seen the dismal picture of what was left after the torture party. Yeah, but let's not talk about it.
But you can tell us what happens. Why do they have to torture people?
It's practiced, or has been practiced, in nearly every country. Even in our own country, we had several forms of it. You know how they burned witches at the stake back in the old days?
Oh, yes, sir. And wasn't that awful? Gosh, how could they burn a witch when there isn't such a thing, and never was?
That was ignorance, Miss Jean. Our forefathers didn't know any better. They thought they were doing the right thing. It's the same right here in the jungle in Brazil.
You mean it's just ignorance among the Indians?
That's all. Even the North American Indians practiced all kinds of torture until they learned differently. Civilization brought on the change for the better.
But this Grogan, he's a white man. He ought to know better. Can't be just ignorance with him.
With Grogan, it's greed. Even among the white races, there are men who get so greedy for gold that they stop at nothing. Grogan is the white man who has slipped back in the scheme of things.
I'll say, he slipped so far back that he's worse than any savage in the jungle.
Just the same, Grogan may think twice before he tries any dirty work.
Well, I still don't know what is meant by an anthill torture.
All right, Jean, I'll tell you. This jungle is just full of ants. Countless billions of them. All sorts, all colors, too, and all sizes.
But do they attack human beings?
Certain species do. The soldier ants, for instance, they are carnivorous.
But why are they called soldier ants? Because they're fierce and because they're fighters?
That's exactly the reason. The soldier ants are divided into two distinct classes, the officers and the common soldiers. The soldiers are about one-third of an inch long, but the officers are larger, about half an inch long.
Oh. Half an inch long? Gosh, those are ants what are ants. No wonder they're called soldiers.
Perhaps the main reason that they're so named is because of the way they travel. When migrating or changing location, they march like soldiers in a long column. The soldiers in endless rows, about 20 abreast.
Do you mean, then, that they actually march?
March, yes. In beautiful formation, too. And, strange to say, the officer ants are in single file alongside the main column, but about 4 or 5 inches to one side.
Why, just like regular soldiers in a regular army.
Just the same. And one more feature that distinguishes an officer ant, he has an enormous head with a vicious pair of strong pincers, just like wire cutters.
Gee whiz. It must be an awful sight to see an army of soldier ants on the march, isn't it? A long string of them, maybe hundreds of yards long, too.
Jimmy, 100 yards isn't anything. Why, there are records of soldier ants and columns up to 3 or 4 miles long.
Jumping Jerusalem! 3 or 4 miles long? And millions of them? Gosh, excuse me, but I don't want to see anything like that even.
No, it's a good thing to keep as far away as possible, for they stop at nothing. They will attack animals and men without any provocation, eat anything in sight. They'll enter a village and eat everything in the form of flesh that cannot escape. Vermin, snakes, mice, everything.
And nothing stops them, I suppose?
Nothing. Let me say that the strangest, almost unbelievable thing happened right in my own camp up in the Wapis country. Pedro here was the first one to bring warning that we were in the path of the soldier ants. You remember that, Pedro?
Si, senor. Pedro, she would not forget that. No, no, never. Pedro, she was even see soldier ants in the sleep. She was dream of ants. She was have the night horse. No, that is not the word. Not the night horse.
You mean nightmare, Pedro.
That is him, isn't it? The nightmare. Pedro, she was get up in the middle of the black night and holler like the very Sam Hill. These soldier ants, they are the very bad ones.
But the strange thing you saw, Mr. Noyce, what was it?
Well, to make a long story short, we had just finished the evening meal, getting the dishes cleaned up, when Pedro came bursting through the undergrowth into the little clearing. He was hollering, "Ants, formigos, soldatos, plenty much ants, senor."
And I suppose you am straight away from that place.
We certainly did. We took all our duffel out of the harm's way and then came back to watch. Our campfire was just a nice rosy red, bright embers. And the fire was directly in the path of the ants, and they never swerved an inch.
You mean they went right through that hot fire?
Right through it, row after row after row. On they came, right into those red-hot embers, burning to cinders, until the little charred corpses piled up so high they smothered the fire. And then the countless millions in that vast army that followed crossed over in perfect safety. The fire had been put out by ants.
For the love of Mike, and these are the ants that they used in this anthill torture stuff? Insects without fear?
That's right, Jimmy. The savages take the victim who is to be tortured, carry him to an anthill, dig a big hole in it, and put the victim in the hole, usually leaving his head out above the ground.
And the angry ants, I suppose, just swarm all over the victim's head.
Yes, biting and stinging until finally the sufferer reaches the limit of endurance.
Oh, and that's what Grogan has in mind. Oh, Mr. Noyce, I just hate that terrible man. I just hate him.
Oh, there now, Miss Jean. Just take it easy.
I can't, Mr. Noyce. Grogan said he was going to give you some anthill medicine. Had it in for you, because you've interfered with his plan.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, Miss Jean. And while there's life, there's hope, you know.
Senor, listen. Grogan, she's coming back. I hear him.
Oh,
wait,
listen.
I will look.
Yes, it's Grogan, all right. He doesn't sound very happy. There's something wrong.
He is coming to this place, senor. He walked very quick, too.
They think they can get away with this. They're crazy.
Pedro, is Pat Donovan with Grogan?
No, here he come. Just Grogan. He is alone.
Yeah, I'll fix him. Now listen, Noyce. Who do you think you are? You're forgetting that you're 2,000 miles from nowhere. Anything can happen here. You get me?
Well, the way you're blowing off steam, something must have happened.
It has. And a lot more's gonna happen if you don't get a wiggle on and cut out this double-crossing.
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no? I suppose you don't know nothing about that aeroplane. I don't suppose you had a thing to do with jimmying up the works. That Billy Donovan pipes up and tells me the ship's on the bum. Out of commission.
Well, Grogan, what am I supposed to do about it? This is your worry, isn't it?
No. No, it's yours. You hear me? It's yours. That ship belongs to me now. That's the bus that's taken me and Limey Scroggins to the Black Flame Country. It's bringing us back with the gold, see?
Well, Mr. Grogan, you don't mean to say the ship's disabled.
Cut it out. Don't try to kid the goldfish, young fella. I'm true pulling. You two kids ruined the secret code because Noyce told you to. And somebody's put the aeroplane on the bum. You did that, Noyce.
And what if I did?
What if you did? I'll tell you what. You're gonna see that it's fixed up, and you're gonna do it now. Butch Grogan says so. You hear me?
Mr. Grogan, that plane belongs to us, to Jimmy and me. And you've done enough damage.
You darn tootin'. And if June and me want to keep you from getting away from that ship, that's our business.
Now listen, all of you. I'm running this racket, see? And if you keep rubbing me the wrong way, it's just going to be too bad. You get that?
Well, the Brazilian authorities...
The Brazilian authorities. That, the spiggies. Now listen to me. I got to have a copy of that secret code. That aeroplane has got to be put back in running order, and it's got to be done now.
But why, Mr. Grogan? It doesn't belong to
you. I'll tell you why. Because if they ain't, that anthill party gets going. Did you tell Mr. Noyce about it? I hope you did. How would you like to see him sitting up to his neck in ants?
Oh. Don't pay any attention to him, children. Grogan has always been a loudmouth person. Does a lot of talking. Don't let him fool you. Give him no information about the secret code.
All right. Have it your way. But don't blame me for what happens. I'm going to give you about 10 minutes to make up your mind. 10 minutes. That's all. Me, I'm just going to go hunt up a nice anthill. I'll be back in about 10 minutes, and then we'll see what we'll do.
Grogan means business this time. He means to get hold of a new secret code, no matter who has to suffer. And he's going to get that plane fixed up or else. In 10 minutes, he will be back. Will it be the anthill or does... But wait. Tune in on our next broadcast for another thrilling chapter of this great drama of the jungle lands in the Amazon country.